This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. There's a troop surge on college campuses. Make that former troops. The Department of Veterans Affairs reports that 1 million veterans and their dependents have enrolled in college in the last 4 years. That means a very different college experience for students, professors, and administrators. Rob Reniker has seen all of those perspectives. He's a Marine who went back to school after serving in Kuwait, Yugoslavia, and Liberia, and he now heads the bioengineering department at the University of Texas, Dallas. Rob Reniker, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's start with your story. What was your experience like in the Marine Corps?
So I was 18. I was 2 weeks out of graduation from high school. I went straight in. From boot camp, it's obviously an enlightening experience. You get there, you get off the bus, you step on the yellow line, they shave your head, and for the next 3 days, you don't sleep. And being deployed overseas on ships and in the desert was an extremely exciting time in my life. But it was also a little intimidating coming back from that kind of lifestyle.
Coming out, you're 23 at that point. What were the biggest challenges you faced?
So when you come out, you know, you've been told your whole time in the service that you're one of the best, you're the few, the proud. You've got all these awards, you've been all these places, you've risen in the ranks, you know, and you come out and nobody recognizes that. Nobody sees any value in the skills that you have. And you start to question yourself, you know, what did I really do and where does my value really lie?
How difficult is it looking for a job when you come back?
I think that was the most depressing part for me. Mm-hmm. You know, separating from service, thinking, hey, I'm one of the best mechanics out there. I can fix any helicopter or any aircraft you get put in front of me. But because on my resume, what do I put on there? You know, a leader, hard charger, motivated, all adjectives that anybody could put on their resume. And my experience, you know, at the time, they weren't looking for helicopter mechanics, and I just didn't rise to the level because there were guys out there that already had 10, 15 years of experience in the industry, and because of the times, were looking for jobs as well, and so I just could not compete.
I'm wondering, when you were on the ground in Desert Storm, if you ever dreamed you'd be running a bioengineering department at a university.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my high school teachers are flabbergasted when they see where I've risen in my career. I may not be the most brilliant person in the world, or maybe I'm not even close to it, but I just don't quit. I don't give up, and that's what the military really taught me, and that's allowed me to get to this point in my career. So while men and women getting out of the service right now are probably struggling with some very similar things, they have to recognize that in time as they rise in their careers, those skill sets are going to become extremely valuable to them.
Now, you've obviously seen this from the perspective of a student. You've also seen it from the perspective of a professor and now a department head working with a bunch of people under you. I wonder what you see as the special challenges for veterans in those areas.
Most of them are a lot like me. They're very focused. They have goals. They know where they want to go, whether that's med school or an industry or whatever it might be. But I think they suffer from feeling isolated.
What do you think colleges and universities need to do to help veterans graduate and make the university experience better for them?
A big step is forming some kind of network where they can get together, talk about their experiences together, and form that bond that they're missing. If you've got those guys around you and you're all struggling, you may not be in the same courses together, but at least you're seeing each other on a regular basis, I think that would really help. I think the other thing is recognizing that these are adult students. They have jobs, probably some of them have families and children, and trying to make exceptions and making the faculty aware that because these are unique individuals, you may need to handle them in a different way than you might a student who isn't in that same situation.
Rob Reniker, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.